This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 4th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. 10 Christians with the ministry Orphans Promise have been released in Ukraine. The group consisted of aid workers, volunteers, and refugees. Russian troops abducted the group as they were evacuating people from Mariupol. The troops beat and tortured the volunteers before releasing them. One is in the hospital. Orphans Promise is asking for prayer for another volunteer named Valentina. Russian troops abducted her last March as she was distributing food to people in bomb shelters near Mariupol. Psalm 102 verses 19 and 20 says, "For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death." U.S. Ambassador Sam Brownback is leading the new National Committee for Religious Freedom to fight for the free exercise of religion in America. Brownback served as President Trump's ambassador at large for international religious freedom and established the first global ministerial on religious freedom. Brownback told CBN News he's now concerned about religious freedom violations right here in the U.S.
After working on international religious freedoms for so many years, I came back home and found we're losing ground here. We're losing ground in our schools and our healthcare system, and you keep getting government and big business crowding in on your right to freely practice your faith.
To illustrate, Brownback said his organization's bank account was canceled without explanation. Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana, age 58, and two of her staffers were killed in a car crash on Wednesday, reports NBC News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said, quote, "This news is absolutely devastating. Jackie was a dear friend, trusted advisor, and the embodiment of integrity who achieved the admiration and respect of all of her colleagues in the House," end quote. Walorski District Director Zachary Potts, age 27, and her Communications Director Emma Thompson, age 28, also died in the two-car collision. According to a sheriff's Facebook post, a car collided with Walorski's car head-on. The driver of that car was also killed. Congresswoman Walorski and her husband Dean were devout Christians, spent 4 years as missionaries in Romania, and were faithful members of Southgate Church in the Assemblies of God denomination. She was dedicated to protecting the lives of unborn babies. In this particular speech from the floor of the House, she was especially enraged that her Democrat colleagues universally championed baby killing by abortion.
"My colleagues remain obsessed with killing unborn babies in the name of female empowerment. I've witnessed the cruelty of abortion, and it's ugly. In South Bend, Indiana, Dr. Ulrich Klopfer provided abortions for decades. When he died in 2019, his family found the medically preserved remains of 2,411 children hidden in his garage. That is 2,411 human babies preserved in formaldehyde in jars in his garage. It was national news for a week. This abortionist left a legacy of death and destruction. That is what extreme looks like. Abortion, sold as health care, is a sickening violation of human dignity that Americans should not and cannot tolerate. As a nation, we have an obligation to future generations to reject abortion on demand and to fight for life."
With the death of Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, the unborn babies lost a true champion. Please pray for her husband Dean, as well as for the families of her staffers, that God would comfort them as they grieve. Join me and send a card of sympathy to Dean at 2410 Grape Road, Suite 2A, Mishawaka, Indiana, 46545. The Guttmacher Institute reports that 43 abortion mills across 11 states have stopped offering to murder unborn babies since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. The 11 states in the South and Midwest have banned nearly all abortions. Before the Supreme Court ruling, these states had 71 facilities offering abortions. Now, there are just 28. Several states have shut down all abortion mills, including Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas. Since the 2018 midterms, a new CBS poll found that more Hispanic voters are turning to the Republican Party. In 2018, 69% of Hispanics supported Democrats, and 29% supported Republicans. This year, 45% of Hispanics support Democrats, and 42% support Republicans. Hispanic voters, along with women and voters under 30, have been key Democrat voting groups in the past. Florida officials are standing up to woke government and business. On July 28th, the Florida Department of Education told schools they do not have to follow the Biden administration's new transgender policies for bathrooms and sports teams. And on Monday, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted, quote, "Florida has put woke banking on notice," end quote. DeSantis held an event last Wednesday on ending institutional discrimination against people for their political beliefs. Days after the event, PayPal reversed its account lock on the conservative group called Moms for Liberty. And finally, several Southern Baptist leaders released a clarification on the definition of pastor from the Southern Baptist Convention Statement of Faith. The signatories include Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. The statement affirmed Article 6 of the SBC Statement of Faith, which says, quote, "While both men and women are gifted for service in the church, the office of pastor is limited to men as qualified by Scripture," end quote. The statement comes during controversy in the denomination after Saddleback Church, an SBC member congregation, appointed female pastors last year. 1 Timothy 3 verse 2 says, "A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 4th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.